Welcome to the Yacht Rock Show with your captain, Eddie Gans, with First Mate Joe Carlisle and Samir at the wheel. And here's your host, Eddie Gans.
Hello, my friends, and welcome aboard yet another Yacht Rock Show. Say hello to Joe Carlisle.
Howdy, everybody.
What's going on there? And say hello to Samir on the wheel. So what's happening?
You tell me. We're up and running already.
There was a little earthquake.
There was an earthquake. That's right. You must have
felt it. I got to tell you guys. Yeah. Oh, what a weird feeling.
You mentioned before that it felt like something hit the house. And I heard another account of that, too, by somebody that's down in your area.
2 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah. Try to describe the best you can what it felt like.
It just felt like something hit the house and like a rumble.
Yeah, I know. I've experienced those when we had mild ones.
Yeah.
This one seemed to be pretty. What was it? 3?
3.1?
It was a 3. 3.1 something. And I don't know how they measure that anymore because it's not Richter scale because that's been outdated.
Let me tell you, it was scary.
Really?
Yeah.
Woke you up?
I was trying to fall asleep.
Oh, okay. So you can imagine. You were concentrating in the dark, in the silence, and you felt that? That's a perfect setting to actually experience that.
Yes. Unbelievable.
So, wow. Well,
crazy. But
good thing nobody
here we are. 2020.
Yeah. What else is going to go wrong?
Unbelievable.
But we'll get your mind off that for an hour or so tonight at the Yacht Rock Show.
Yeah, let's do that. So we got something brand spanking new from Pablo Cruz of
new
all
yacht,
bands.
Huh?
Yeah, new yacht. It's really cool.
New album from this year? How recent is this?
No, it's not a new album. It's just a new single.
Oh, okay.
It's called Breathe. And not bad.
Now, who's still left? I mean, is everybody still in the band from the
not
early
everybody.
Days? Not everybody.
Dave Jenkins is there. And Corey Larios.
Yeah.
And the rest of the names, I don't even recognize.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
So. That usually happens with that generation of bands. You know, everybody else falls away.
Of course.
Unless they all had identities, you know, heavy personalities in the band.
But they were the main, they're the main two.
They're the main two. That's usually what happens.
They are. Yeah.
How does it sound to you? Yeah, does it sound like it could have went on one of those early albums, or they went in a completely different direction?
Oh, no, when you hear it, you'll see what I'm talking about.
All right, let's do it.
It's definitely got a new feel. Here it is. Pablo Cruz, new single, debut on the Yacht Rock Show, and it's called Breathe.
Cherish every heartbeat. That song?
Oh, that's a cool one. I really like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, co-written by his wife.
Amy.
Yeah.
And Jeff Porcaro on drums.
Right.
A couple of good cats on there.
Yeah, I think, let's see, I'm trying to look here to see what I see. David Pack.
Ah.
Playing guitar, actually.
That's right.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. That's right.
Scan this right
now. I can see that.
Should be this other thing. But how about that... The Pablo Cruz was pretty cool. And we were talking about the personnel. And the one guy that's been with them for quite a long time is the bass player is Larry Antonino. And his claim to fame is, if anybody remembers that Tom Hanks movie, That Thing You Do, when it's time for their bass player to go to the Marines, they recruit a new bass player. And the new guy comes in and he's kind of a hotshot. And he does a cool little lick there their jaws all drop because he's amazing. And that's Larry Antonino. He's actually in that movie as that bass player.
How cool is that?
And he's been their bass player for a long time now, actually.
Wow.
So
did not know that. Cool. So next up is Nasty Love. What a funny title.
Janet Jackson? Sounds like a Janet Jackson title.
No, this is another track from that great album from Jimmy Webb. Remember we played that song?
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, Daryl Hall is on background vocals.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Yeah. And, you know, it's got great personnel. So this doesn't need much of an intro. It's a very cool tune. I think you guys are going to love it. Here it is, Nasty Love. Jimmy Webb. I liked it. Don't take the tab off.
I didn't realize we were recording. We're goofing off.
Nasty love.
It's pretty cool.
Hell
interesting
yeah.
That he did that.
Right?
Jimmy Webb, yeah.
I'll tell you, it's that album, man, that's a gem. What a winner. So, this next song, I'm convinced that this should have been on Nightfly. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, Century's End from Donald Fagen. Absolutely.
And nobody knows this.
Yeah, because it was a one-off on a soundtrack. I mean, it's probably penned around the same time he was writing all the stuff for Nightfly, even though this came out in like 88. Nightfly was 82. So maybe it was, you know, it was something that got tossed from, well, he was probably still in that writing. You're only talking about a few years.
Yeah.
Still in that writing frame of mind, you know?
Sure.
But this tune has a lot of cool, got Jimmy Haslip on bass, which is cool, which is odd because he always played there's like a Moog line, which, you know, Fagan always does that, like a keyboard bass line, and then he always has a real bass player play along with it. So there's not a lot of Jimmy Haslip, but he's probably, if he's doing anything, he's following a line that Fagan wrote very closely and played himself. Dave Bergeron, a lot of horn guys, Lou Soloff, those horn guys. Mm-hmm. Michael Brecker, of course, which is great.
Of course.
And produced by Gary Katz, as always.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is from the Bright Lights Big City soundtrack.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is definitely a winner. And like I said, a lot of folks don't know this. So could easily have been on the Nightfly. Easily.
There's this flip side, actually. I'm looking at the single, which came out as a single, and there's a flip side when people, you know, when they were 45s with a flip side.
Right.
And that looks pretty interesting, too. It's called Shanghai Confidential. I don't know, did that appear on an album? I'm not sure, but you got Marcus Miller, Manolo Bedrena, Steve Kahn on guitar.
Ooh.
Really, now that's something we should look into, too. So the flip side of this Century's End 45, if anybody knows what that is, sounds pretty interesting, too. We may be bringing that to you shortly. But
we
got to
check that out.
Here's Century's End.
There it is.
cops.
Yeah, talking to you. Have you heard? It's all about the smooth. I'm talking Telly Savalas smooth, baby. Can you dig it? It's the Yacht Rock Show.
What have you got there?
Burrito.
That all?
Got a drink.
Oh, you've got more than that.
Oh, really?
You got Taco Bell's Burrito Supreme. It's packed with seasoned ground beef, real cheddar cheese.
Uh-huh.
Nearly every good thing Taco Bell has.
Is that right?
You know, you should have ordered a regular taco, too.
Mm. How come?
It's only 19 cents when you buy a Burrito Supreme and a medium-sized drink.
19 cents?
Uh-huh.
Excuse me.
Where are you going?
I have to get my taco.
Ooh, what a difference! Taco Bell! Taco Bell makes who?
America's meat and potatoes. McDonald's quarter pounder and fries.
You're all American beef. Fresh from the grill. Golden crisp McDonald's fries. A big beefy meal of American size.
Pounder and fries, America's meat and potatoes.
McDonald's and you.
Tell you, I love what Jason did with this song. Woo!
Yeah,
that is
that's
slamming.
A Peter Cetera tune, right?
That's right.
And that's every song on that album is a Chicago tune, or not everyone?
No. Right. No, just there are a couple. Yeah. But let me tell you, that one, wow. Love what he did. Love.
He was really smart, too, because as a bass player himself, he stepped aside a lot. He had Jay DeMarcus on that tune producing and I think playing bass, or who's from Rascal Flatts. And, of course, he was smart enough, as you know how biased I am, he was smart enough to have Pino Palladino on that album.
He probably loves him.
Oh, of course. Who doesn't love Pino?
Right.
If you're a bass player.
Of course.
But he was smart. You know, he figured, I'm going to do this stuff, and I've always had this fantasy of either having Pino or having, since Jay's producing, Jay DeMarcus was producing some of the stuff, and he's a bass player. He had him do some of the stuff, too. It was good to have him step aside. Maybe it took his mind off the bass playing duty so he can concentrate on something he felt stronger about.
That's right.
So it's
by the way, something from last week's show, we debuted Ollie Thompson's Through the Storm, remember? And you were asking about who was the harmonica player. So I got an email back from Ollie. He checked out the show, and he said, thanks for playing. He said, tell Joe the harmonica player is a jazz guy over here called Adam Glasser. And he says, not many people play the chromatic harmonica,
which has
obviously been made famous by guys like Stevie and Toots Thielsman.
Right. That's right. So, yeah, he was excellent. Yeah. I love the line he played.
Yeah.
So we'll look
really
out for
cool. Him. Yeah. So, and we will be debuting another song from Ollie Thompson's Songs from the Playground.
Playroom.
Why do I keep on saying playground?
Because we don't know what a playroom is. We only had playgrounds. We grew up in the city.
Yeah, you're right.
My mother never said go in the playroom. She said, get the hell out of here and go to the playground.
Right. You're right. So now we're going to do something from Christopher Cross. This is from the album Take Me As I Am, which is its most recent. And it's, I hate to say it, it's a rare album. Yeah, it's very rare, you know. Who's on this show?
On this track, really cool. He must have did this in New York, because I see a New York rhythm section here. I see Will Lee and Keith Carlock.
Well, look at that.
Keith Carlock, who was a staple at the 55 Bar, if anybody knows New York. 55 Bar. Wayne Krantz would always play at the 55 Bar, and Keith Carlock was the drummer for most of that time. I don't recognize anybody else, really.
Okay.
But it's probably a New York. We got to find out if it's a New York recording. But, yeah, it was pretty recent, 2017, and there's a track on here that looks pretty interesting. We're not playing it, but it's called Roberta, and it says for Joni Mitchell. I want to check that too, because I'm such a huge Joni Mitchell fan. See what that sounds like. But
right now
you're playing Take Me As I Am.
No, we're playing Baby, It's All You.
Baby, It's All You. From
By
Take
Christopher
Me As I Am.
Cross from
there
the
it
album.
Is. Let me shut Take up before I screw something else up.
Here it is.
Thank you. baby. Baby, it's you. Baby. Baby, it's all you.
Hey, this is Steve Lukather from Toto, and I'm here with your captain, Eddie Ganz, and we're keeping it real. He's keeping it smooth right here just for you. Thanks for listening to the Yacht Rock Show. Next up, here's one of our latest songs, Chinatown.
Jackson, it's a Friday night affair.
Madame Rose's legendary honeycomb.
With an ounce of intuition, you can feel it in the air.
This open boy has found a place to roam.
As unfamiliar faces watch every move you make, and at midnight gangs are snaking through the alleyway where they used to play.
Down in Chinatown, oh,
where the nights are always longer than the days.
Down in Chinatown, oh,
with the dragon eyes that overlook the bay. Hey,
as the paper lanterns glow.
I think this Jones is better left alone.
The corridors are endless. It's not hard to lose your way while old men smoke and gamble into Saturday. Do you want to play
down in Chinatown? Whoa,
where the nights are always longer than the days.
Down in Chinatown, oh,
with the dragon eyes that overlook the bay. Hey, hey.
We'll be right back.
You know, movie. Michael McDonald.
He must have had some fun doing those background vocals. That's a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, too. A
lot of work.
Yeah, did you ever see the thing with the where they kind of like did an expose of the whole Asia album and they soloed out Michael McDonald's part there? He's like singing full chords. Like,
that's right.
Full chords.
Amazing. So,
and he was tuckered out at the end of that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we played the Donny Osmond version because I mentioned Pino Palladino, and Pino's on that.
Yeah.
And it's just so great to hear how he executes a line with such precision, I was saying. It almost sounds like he's compressed or he's limited, but that's all in his hands. I remember I was present at a session one time with him, and the engineer did not know him, oddly enough. It was early in his career.
Right.
And I remember the guy turning to me and saying, this bass player, I don't have to use any compression at all. His control is his hand control is amazing. Like, he's not playing compression. No, limiting is usually used if you're playing too loud in spots or too low in spots. It brings you up in volume. But
that's correct.
He said, I'm using almost no compression with this guy. And I told him, you haven't heard anything yet.
I know. Oh, God.
That was like 1994, I believe.
Something like that. Yeah. That was great. Yeah, I love what Donnie did with this.
Yeah.
Excellent. Really nice job. All right, folks, we will be right back.
You're listening to the Yacht Rock Radio Show. It's soft rock from the mid-70s to the mid-80s. Welcome aboard. We are ready to set sail. This is Yacht Rock.
Life does have its little problems, and when three of your little problems have made one huge mess, get out the cleaner that can handle it. Mr. Clean. Messy tiles will shine.
Hey!
Bathtub rings will disappear. And dirty taps?
Sparkling!
Mr. Clean will clean your house. So everything is shining.
Almost everything.
Mr. Clean! Mr. Clean!
Do your chicken nuggets seem to run out of flavor when you run out of sauce? Then maybe you should
know your nuggets!
New Kentucky Nuggets from Kentucky Fried Chicken. The only chicken nuggets with the Colonel's secret blend of 11 herbs and spices. For a taste so good, you're gonna love them. With sauce.
Or even without.
New Kentucky Nuggets. Flavor that never runs out.
Know your nuggets! We do chicken right!
Now, back to the smooth.
Hey, everybody, it's Richard Page. Smooth sailing with the Yacht Rock Show. Here's I Get It From You.
When it's cold outside, and the rain's coming down. It feels so good when we're laying around. I look in your eyes, I feel it too. Whatever it is, I get it from you. There's no place else I'd rather be than with you tonight, my security. Ain't no reason to worry, baby. We'll see it through. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, I get it from you. Time slips by, motion too slow. When I look in your eyes, I see it too.
That song, he wrote it. Richard Page and Steve George probably wrote it. But that Herb Alpert did a version of it, which was really nice. And they did background vocals on Herb.
On the Herb Alpert version? How cool.
On the Herb Alpert, yeah, yeah.
So what's the latest on the Herb Alpert biopic there, whatever they're doing?
I haven't heard anything else. But I know it's definitely coming out, maybe in October, you know?
Right. I'm sure it'll go right to Netflix or something like that.
I'm sure.
Where are they going to show it?
Yeah, no, you're right. Unless they do it in the theaters, I don't know. But so here's, instead of dropping the anchor this week, which we will be doing again soon, folks, okay? But for now, I wanted to debut some new yacht. And here's Young Gun, Silver Fox, their latest album. It's called Canyons. And this song is called Kids. These guys are great. This is like, I believe, their third album, Joe.
Yeah, it's brand new, right, this year?
Yeah, brand spanking. And these guys do really nice work. I love what they do, their melodies. Yeah. You know, even though it's throwback, but throwback with now, they've nailed it. This is definitely
They might even
new
be
yacht.
Swedish. I know that. I think the album was recorded in London, so I'm thinking they're like kind of a La Flex thing. But they might have actually just recorded in London.
Maybe.
I keep getting hints that they're like in that Swedish connection, so we'll see.
We're going to get an interview.
Try to get more info.
Yeah, we will. I was talking with their manager anyway, and we're going to get a bunch of IDs, and we're going to get an interview. But for now, we're going to debut their song called Kids. Again, this is Young Gun, Silver Fox, the album called Canyons, and this is Kids.
Nobody likes making mistakes. I guess it's easy. Hi, this is Robert Lamb of Chicago, here with your host, Eddie Ganz. We're smooth sailing ahead. Next up, Niagara Falls.
About anyone else, I know you believe in me.
gotta love the Quincy sound.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh, so tight.
No, that's from a Patty Austin album, right?
No, that's from the dude.
It's not? Oh, that's the dude.
That's the dude.
Wow.
Yeah. So, Joe, this next song was written by Escape Piña Colada Rupert Holmes. This song was done by a gazillion people. And even Rupert did his own version. But I tell you, I've got two versions that I like. And just recently I discovered the Manhattan Transfer version from the album Pastiche from 1978. P-A-S-T-I-C-H-E.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I don't know if you know this song. It didn't chart. But
this is a George
many
Benson,
people
right?
did this song. No, no.
Oh, because you said the title before. I thought it was George Benson. What's the title?
Who, What, When, Where, Why. Tell me who, what, when, where, why.
What's the song
who
I'm thinking
the
of?
Guy? I don't know what you're thinking.
What, where, why. Oh, 2020 I'm thinking of. I'm thinking 2020. Of 2020. He says
right.
that in 2020.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. So this is great. And I think it's from one of Rupert. It is. It's from one of Rupert's albums, I think from 76.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, there's a slamming guitar solo here, and it's Jay Graydon. And the acoustic piano is David Foster. And the drums, Jeff Porcaro. Sweet.
All right.
This is really sweet. And we're going to end with that, folks. We've come to time.
Is that it? We're done
already? That's it.
Wow, it did fly by.
It flew by. Flies when you're having a blast. So we're going to say goodnight for now. We leave you with this song. And again, I'm so glad we had this time together.
I can't wait till we get the cease and desist letter from Carol Burnett's people. For singing that every week. I mean, it's one time. One thing if you do it once, but you're doing it every week, they're going to sue us.
I know. You think so?
No, I'm kidding.
No.
Oh, I'd love it if somebody came knocking to say anything. That means somebody was listening.
Oh, yeah, right? That's true.
All right, good night, everybody.
Good night.
I don't understand. Let's sit down and talk. One minute you love me and then you walk. There's more going on than you will admit. 'Cause just as we got it to work, you quit. I'm caught in a fire. Can't you make it clear? The truth won't be worse than the things I fear. It's a mystery to me. I haven't a clue. If somebody my one consolation would be to know the places and names, the reason and rhymes, the facts of the matter and points in time. I tried for your love, but you won't allow this guy to do nothing but ask you how.
And who, what, when, where, why, what, who is the guy, what made you need someone new?
Say what's inside your head. Confession is good.